Your organization, your group, is also interested in decriminalizing recreational use of marijuana.
Well, in general, yes. Our main focus right now is medical, but yes, we believe that cannabis, marijuana, should be regulated and controlled, similar possibly to alcohol and tobacco.
Despite Georgia's conservative political climate, we passed a medical marijuana bill decades ago in the early 80s. What did that legislation do, and what did that not do at the time?
Well, in 1980, the Georgia General Assembly did pass, unanimously passed, a Medical Marijuana Research Act. And about 100 patients were able to go to their doctor participating in this program and get a government-supplied canister of marijuana. And they did some limited research on it. And unfortunately, the federal government decided to cut off the supply. And the program went dormant. So what we're trying to do is revitalize that program, either create a new research program in Georgia or under the Composite Medical Board. We want them to administer the program, and perhaps some entity like Emory University could actually administer that and allow medical patients to use marijuana without being considered criminals.
The obstacle in 1980 is the same obstacle now, and that is that federal law trumps state law. Distribution, possession, use of marijuana is against federal law, no matter what states say. And it's the same. That's the dilemma, I think,
Well, it's really not a dilemma. We now have 20 states and the District of Columbia that have passed medical marijuana laws. We have Colorado and we have Washington State that have decriminalized or virtually legalized for personal use. So unless you violate federal law, the federal government's just not going to come after the states unless they are violating federal law. It's been an issue with the President Obama's administration trying to determine how to deal with the number of states that are slowly coming around to legalization or regulation of cannabis.
Well, what about California? My understanding is that California, which also allows medical marijuana use, opened up a number of dispensaries around the state. The federal government cracked down on some of those and closed them down to the point where now there are fewer open than there were just a couple of years ago. So it seems to me the federal government will crack down on some states in some ways.
Well, they have, and to some degree. But what we're finding in the vast majority of states, every state has a different set of rules and regulation. Many states are looking at California and saying this is not how we want to regulate it because it is so open and so, I would say unregulated. So, for instance, Illinois just passed a medical marijuana law. It's one of the more restrictive state laws, but yet it does allow patients to go to their doctor and be prescribed or recommended. They can't actually prescribe it because of federal law, but they can recommend it. And then what we want is dispensaries. We have to have some way of providing the legal, safe marijuana, cannabis for the patients. And we need to know what that substance is. Patients don't need to be buying it from the black market. They don't need to be buying it on the street. And that's what we want to do, put it back in the hands of the medical professionals. And there's many conditions and disease out there that thankfully through the 20 states that are doing the research and limited research we're finding, millions of patients are finding a benefit from using a natural medicine.
How much state regulation do you favor? Do you favor the state regulating just distribution? Do you favor the state controlling the quality of the product? Should the state regulate where it's grown? Should it be grown on state farms, for example?
Well, if we're talking about for personal use, we believe that, first of all, Georgia should decriminalize. We're arresting about 30,000 people every year in the state of Georgia, and we want to eliminate that. These people are not criminals, and unfortunately, they've been put in the people are going to use marijuana, and they've been put into the black market. What we want to do is regulate it in some form or fashion. The first step is to decriminalize at least the personal use amount so that people are not going to prison and not going to jail and not tying up a law enforcement trying to enforce something they can't really enforce. As far as medical, you know, some states allow for a caregiver to grow marijuana for their friends or their neighbors, because many medical patients are simply physically and possibly mentally cannot grow their own. And then they allow for dispensaries. And these are regulated dispensaries where hopefully we'll have some type of a quality control in place in Georgia, where that the patients and the doctors can be assured that the marijuana they're getting is pure as can be, and it is not tainted with any other chemicals or substances.
To go back to California, the problem that they've had, or opponents have pointed out, that you need a medical prescription to get marijuana in California. However, the word on the street is that some of these prescriptions are bogus. It's easy to get a prescription for illnesses that either don't exist or are not that serious, and you know, it's being abused.
Well, Georgia Care is recommending that we use a comprehensive model, legislative model. Groups like Marijuana Policy Project and NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, have taken a look at all the states that have medicalized, and what they've done is compiled model legislation that is laid out for us. And we believe that, you know, states have a right to regulate it to whatever degree. Same thing with pharmaceuticals. You can look at the pharmaceutical industry, and, you know, there's abuse there. There's black market even in the pharmaceutical industry. So this is not going to solve the black market problem. What it's going to do is keep patients who need medical marijuana from becoming criminals and becoming a part of the criminal justice system.
Governor Nathan Deal has made it a goal of his to reform the state's criminal justice system with an eye toward reducing the large number of people who have been incarcerated for low-level drug offenses. Do you see this as an opportunity for your organization, that Governor Deal may in fact be an ally of what you're advocating? Or do you know if he has a stance on this?
Well, his official stance is that he will look, if legislation comes across his desk, he will take a close look at it. That's at least, it's not a no. So we're hoping that the Georgia legislature will at least start taking a look at this issue. We were looking for legislative sponsors that will sponsor a bill, and let's get this discussion started, and let's start debating this issue and figure out how we best to deal with this. And yes, with 30,000 people being arrested in Georgia for marijuana, many of these people are ending up in the criminal justice system. They're losing their jobs, they're losing their careers, they're losing their educational opportunities because of the criminal laws. If we start with medical and simply, let's say only 5 or 10, maybe it's 25% of the people that use marijuana in Georgia today use it to medicate themselves in some form or fashion. That would eliminate at least those that many people from potentially becoming involved in the criminal justice system and being treated as a criminal. So, yeah, when Georgia has determined we can no longer lock up nonviolent offenders, marijuana certainly should be considered. If we can decriminalize burglary, theft, and forgery and these types of crimes, then certainly they need to take a look at decriminalizing marijuana. And I believe that Georgia Care has a plan. We intend to take it to our legislature in January. We hope to have a sponsor before January. And we're simply asking them to take a look at it. The issue of being conservative or liberal in this issue, you know, conservatives smoke marijuana too. You know, and we're finding, you know, as the baby boomers are getting older, their children certainly have experienced marijuana. National trends show about 82% support medical marijuana. Over 50% of the public support decriminalization or some form of legalization of marijuana. So certainly the trends are changing in this country, and we believe that you're changing in Georgia, and we hope that the Georgia legislature will certainly take a look at this issue.
You don't have a sponsor for any proposed legislation yet, but has your organization come up with a bill that they'd like to, this is what we want to propose?
Well, we certainly have a comprehensive bill that will at least lay some groundwork for how to establish medical marijuana in Georgia. And of course, decriminalizing for personal use simply means moving penalties. For instance, 1 ounce, up to 1 ounce in Georgia is a misdemeanor, which is 1 year in prison. a gram over that, it's 10 years in prison. So if, even if we raise the misdemeanor amount up to 4 ounces and said that, you know, you can, 4 ounces would be possessed, it would be a misdemeanor, not a felony, that would certainly eliminate people carrying that felony stigma throughout their lives. And it affects people's jobs and their livelihood. So we believe that, you know, not only economically would these laws help Georgia, we believe on the personal side and the civil liberty side of things that we believe that, you know, by decriminalizing or medicalizing, certainly it's going to have a major impact. And we believe economically, I mean, the states that have legalized medically, whole new industries have popped up. Grow equipment and dispensaries, and the whole, college students are now looking into specializing in cannabis therapeutics. So this has become a new field for America, and we believe, you know, we can also get into the issue of cannabis as hemp product, as a viable industrial crop for food, fiber, and fuel. That's a whole other aspect that I find fascinating with the cannabis plant. It's one of the most useful plants known to man.
Well, getting back to the medical use of marijuana, is there a state now that has a law that comes closest to what you think would be ideal and realistic for this state to adopt?
Well, certainly the northeastern states, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, they've looked at other states. You know, as we go, as we progress, we're now at 20 states with medical marijuana. They're looking at other states to see what works and what doesn't work. What can we tolerate in our state, and what are we not going to tolerate in our state? And just like any other piece of legislation, we come together, we study the issue, and we compromise, and we come up with a plan that will suit the state of Georgia and will suit the majority of legislators, and hopefully will meet the approval of the governor of Georgia.
And you're still looking for a sponsor under the Gold Dome to put his or her name on this?
Yes. For the first time in 2013, we went to the state capitol and generated quite a buzz.
So to speak,
at the state capitol. They knew we were there. They know our issue. They know what we're after. And so we went down and began lobbying. We started knocking on doors. We were invited in. Some were calling us. Asking us, James, what is it you're after and what do you want? And so we've at least begun that dialogue in the state of Georgia. And we hope that as we begin, you know, our project is really about education, educating the public, educating the media, and educating our lawmakers about what we want and how we're going to achieve these goals.
James Bell is director of the Georgia CARE Project, which stands for Campaign for Access, Reform, and Education Concerning Marijuana, its decriminalization, and medical purposes as well. Just about every purpose you can imagine, from hemp to soothing pain. Mr. Bell, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much.